Hi guys, welcome back to the Anime Podcast, and I'm your host Shane. So today we're going to be talking about Boruto episode 134. You know. Now, for this has been the most action-packed episode since this arc begin, the time travel arc begin. We had a direct confrontation between Boruto, Naruto, Jiraiya, Sasuke versus Urashiki, and first of all, let me just say, I did not enjoy the animation. It was pretty much lackluster. But I know who Naruto is. I know the Naruto franchises. They don't really pull out that animation budget until it's some really top tier shit. But we get to see Jiraiya do some of his, you know, classic moves, you know, the toad aisle attack, you know, fire style. We got a pull out that toad, the toad belly and stuff like that. And they finally figured out Urashiki's ability that he's using in order to, you know, in last episode Urashiki made reference that, you know, he's able to see the future basically, right? And so to this episode they basically figured out how he's able to do it, right? And so technically what he's doing is traveling back in time, right? So it's like, okay, he sees a situation, so it's like I'm seeing in real time what you're going to do. I go back just a few seconds before you're going to do it and prepare myself. So let's say you're going to kick me in the face and you already make the move to kick me, right? Let's say, right? And what I do is go back in time before you initiated that kick and already take the stance that is necessary in order to totally make that attack that you're going to do pointless. Get what I'm saying? And he does it so fast, it's seamless. So all they figured it out was the blood. So you remember he bored Jiraiya through his shoulder with his weapon of choice, and blood splashed on Jiraiya and on him, right? And the blood that was on him was faded, almost as if it was being dried and it was there for a long time, while the blood on Jiraiya was fresh. Boruto noticed this and decided, oh, let's check something out because this is fishy. So they do it again, and Boruto did it and realized, okay, the blood that's on me is a lot more fresher and it's not dried compared to the one that's on Urashiki, and it should be the same because it just happened to both of us. So what was the key? And then they started to, you know, deliberate and try to figure out exactly what's happening. And that's what they figured out that, yeah, Urashiki is either time is doing some what his reason caused him to lose to keep his blood dry, right? And Jiraiya said there's only three possibility. One, either he's exposing some heat from his body in order to dry it. He's using some wind, or he's exposed to more wind than us, which is, you know, because these are processed for drying things, for things to dry, heat and wind, right, in clothes at least. Our third is time traveling, pretty much, right? And so they come to the conclusion, and he pretty much confirmed it. And so a fight ensued, and it was a pretty interesting fight for the most part. It wasn't exciting. I didn't find myself being excited about it. And sorry about that. I didn't find myself being excited, and I think that was more so because it was in the framework of Boruto rather than in the framework of Naruto. And for some reason, I wasn't as excited. I mean, I'm still a bit more excited for this arc because, alright, I'm lying. I was a bit excited to see Jiraiya in action and just to see just how powerful and how smart he is, right? Because he basically figured out the Urashiki technique and figured out a way to nullified it, right? So he brought him into the stored smoke, let him, and he was blinded for a while, so he didn't see a attack coming, so therefore he couldn't go back in to a time before that attack. Again, remember, the attack works like he sees you coming to kick him, and he goes back into time just a few seconds before you initiate your attack, and then totally knows exactly what you're going to do. So he leaves the present, then goes back in time to negate that present. Yeah, that makes sense, right? So you back, so let's say in the present you initiated the motion to to thump him. You probably landed the thump. Probably no, you didn't land the thump, right? So he goes back in time just before the thump. The thump would have been landed. The fist would have reached him, and then it stopped it completely, right? So Dreyer blinded him with it with the toad belly. You know, it was dark for like a few seconds, and then it became lit, and then he and Dreyer and Boruto were inside the belly, and so he was blinded. You know, you guys watched the episode. I'm just trying to explain to you guys what happened. There's not much, but and then they basically took him down. But at the end of the episode, we saw his finger twitch, and I'm going to go see what the trailer is for tomorrow, next episode, which is next week, I think. Let's see. It's over Irashiki. He's saying no. Once I wish you would stop getting carried away with underestimating me. And that's true, because let's be honest, he hasn't really shown much of his power, and that is why I kind of like the character Irashiki. He seems to be a rogue at this point. Again, I'm so sorry for the yawning. But at this point, he seems to be quite the rogue, you know. We're not exactly sure what his goal or purpose is. I mean, apart from collecting chakra at this point, but his bigger overarching goal. What is the goal for the Otsukis? Are they planning an invasion effort? Are they trying to consolidate power to take over the world? Is there different factions within the Otsuki clan with their own ideas and goals? What is happening? Is Irashiki like an independent person apart from the Otsuki overall goal? None of that is completely known yet, and I just know that for this moment in time, Irashiki seems to be the independent guy. He doesn't travel in pairs, he travels alone, and you know, we have seen where it seems that the Otsuki is traveling pairs, right? So yeah, anyway, the likes preview suggests that they should stop underestimating him, which is pretty much a factual statement. You know, stop. He hasn't really shown much of his power apart from just the obvious things like using his Byakugan, and the time traveling thing seems to be an ability from his Renningan. Right, that seems to be a Renningan ability, because every time he does it, his Renningan is activated, right? And I realized that he's able to switch from Renningan to Byakugan. Right, that's something that I noticed that he does when he was searching for him. He turned on the Byakugan, you know, his eye, see, his whole entire eye was purple, and I didn't see the circles in his eyes. So I'm guessing that he's turned, unless I saw wrong, but yeah, that's what I saw. It seems like he's able to switch from Renningan to Byakugan at will. And so the time travel ability seems to be something that's one of his dojutsu's abilities, right? So I guess there's different types of Renningan. Right, that comes with different abilities. So, like Sasuke got the time. If you notice, Sasuke is able to do open dimensions with his Renningan. Right, that's something that he's able to do. Some people are able to absorb. I think absorb with their Renningan. Like what's that guy name? I forgot his name. The one that Naruto fight with Sasuke. Right. So yeah, it's pretty much interesting all over. So that's it for this episode. I'm just giving you guys a recap on my opinions. I'm kind of enjoying this arc. I'm enjoying Jiraiya being a part of this arc. That's what I'm enjoying the most, Jiraiya Sensei. You know, seeing him, the nostalgia. And I'm still of the opinion that Jiraiya is in the future as Kashin Koji, right? Jiraiya is now learning more about time travel. This episode solidified that time travel is real and all of these things. And so I think Jiraiya might have started researching time travel, because that's what Jiraiya does. You know, Jiraiya does a lot of research on ninjas, ninjutsu, and all of these things. So that's what I think. Let's see what happens going forward, if the manga is going to make reference to that or not, if the anime is going to continue to give us some of this in foreshadowing and stuff like that. Alright, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace. Alright guys, so this is the outro of my podcast. The only reason I'm recording this is for two reasons. First reason is, I want you guys to be reminded to like, share, and comment on this podcast if you can. You know, if you guys are not yet an Anchor, make sure you download the app. You can then call me. We can have a discussion over the app and all these good things. Secondly, I also wanted to add a second sponsorship segment, so that's why I put it there. But main reason is because I want to remind you guys that you should support the podcast as much as you can if you like it. You know, if you have friends and families that like anime as well, just share it with them. Share it on social media. Share it in your anime discussion groups and get this podcast growing. That's all I'm asking you guys, please and thank you. Anyway, that's it for now. See you guys when I drop another episode, which can be 2 a day, 3 a day to once a week. You never know, based on my schedule. Be reminded, like, share, comment, and I'll see you guys another time.